And welcome into a Friday Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with John Osher. We're just, 2 days away now from Texans and the Jaguars at Everbank, and the excitement is really reached its peak.
Yeah, 48 hours and ticking, and there's a different feel to the regular season home opener, and if you get a win this week, it's full speed ahead.
Today, Mike Mularkey spoke to the media after practice and got the final update on some of these injuries. There's a couple guys that are going to be game-time decisions, right?
Mm-hmm. And Cameron Bradfield's out, Austin Lane's out, Selvey, Smith, Jennings, all the guys you sort of knew about. The questionable areas going into the weekend, Eben Britton, Derek Cox, they didn't practice a whole lot, Britton at all, Cox practiced limited. It's going to be a game-time decision. When you don't practice all week, it makes it tough to play. But we'll see what this coaching staff's philosophy is on that situation on Sunday.
And come Sunday, all the stuff from the bad finish in Minnesota mm-hmm. and all these injuries can go away with a win, right?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is whatever bad taste got left on Sunday, if the Jaguars win, they're in first place in the AFC South, and they even have that little half-game edge because they won head-to-head. So all the good feeling of preseason, all the good feeling of training camp, the players still feel that. They feel like it's still going. You get a win on Sunday and you prove it.
John, we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you, JP.
1 o'clock kick Sunday at Everbank Field, the Texans and the Jaguars.